540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hurricane Idalia made landfall on Florida's west coast a little over an hour ago as a dangerous Category 3 storm with winds of up to 125 miles an hour. CBS Tampa Bay meteorologist Amanda Pappas.
Idalia officially making landfall in Keaton Beach at 7:45 a.m. At this point, they're going to see that life-threatening storm surge in the Big Bend of Florida.
Could get up to 16 feet in places like coastal Crystal River. City manager Doug Baber.
The surge is going to be pushing in later today. The biggest part of the surge is going to be around 4:30. So what I just got from the EOC this morning due to the high tide. And so it's going to kind of give people a false sense of confidence that they can go out on the roads and everything's going to pass.
More from CBS Miami's Anna McAllister.
From the coast, this is in Cedar Key. Storm surge as it makes landfall. The National Hurricane Center says cities like Cedar Key will have catastrophic surge with 12 to 16 feet. Video shows the water rising under homes that are about 12 feet above ground. Streets were inundated as well. And that's the case south of Cedar Key as well. Water crashing over the Courtney Campbell Causeway that crosses Tampa Bay.
Power is out to more than 215,000 customers now. Idalia ties the record for the strongest hurricane ever recorded along Florida's Big Bend with the Cedar Key hurricane of 1896. In Washington, it is sentencing day for the leader of the Proud Boys, convicted of orchestrating the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Enrique Tarrio of Miami wasn't actually here at the Capitol January 6th, but prosecutors successfully argued he plotted and planned the attack, celebrated it, and took credit for it. In seeking a 33-year prison sentence, the prosecution argues he was convicted of seditious conspiracy, plotting to block the peaceful transfer of power in America.
Some travelers are being warned about going into the U.S.
The Canadian government has warned members of the LGBTQ community planning to visit the U.S. they may be at risk, telling them to check relevant state and local laws. An online advisory links to a government webpage that emphasizes some foreign jurisdictions may target people based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. Similar public warnings are usually reserved for countries known for rights violations like Russia, Egypt, and Uganda. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Biden administration announced today it'll send $95 million to Hawaii to improve the state's electric grid after the Maui wildfire. The money will come from the bipartisan infrastructure law. S&P futures up too. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lake Michigan still isn't good for swimmers. A beach hazard statement is active until tonight, warning of life-threatening waves ranging from 3 to 6 feet, along with dangerous currents. It affects Lake Michigan beaches all along the shoreline. The advisory primarily impacts beaches such as McKinley Beach and Grant Park Beach in Milwaukee, North Beach in Racine, and Simmons Island Beach in Kenosha. Yesterday, there was a bomb threat at the Target store in New Berlin, but it wasn't an isolated incident. Authorities received a threat at around 9:45 in the morning at the store on Moreland. Following the call, store management promptly evacuated both customers and staff, while police conducted a thorough search for any potential explosives. We now know similar bomb threats were reported at various Target stores across the country, including two incidents in Ohio. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Special guests on the line, two guests, as a matter of fact. As always, this Wednesday, that means Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is in the wings. And Maggie Dawn, the Dawn of Resistance, with a special call this morning. Steve from Cut AA Angle. Hey, Maggie, you wanted to say.
Hey, great to hear your voice, Earl, been listening, even though I can't be there so much anymore. So, first of all, the prices of things are driven by many, many different factors. It should always be asked, who is receiving the bulk of the profits? And generally speaking, if you look to the auto industry, that's a completely different model than childcare is. If you think about the childcare businesses that you see, they're all local. They're right. Small businesses, which means oftentimes there's a lot of overhead that they're trying to pay. What's also driving the price of childcare up is just extraordinary demand that is outstripping the supply. When that happens, prices go up. It's basic microeconomics. If you turn to the auto industry, completely different model. It's not a service business. You're producing a good, which means that all of the units of input, including labor, that are required to produce that one good will drive the price. And what do we know through COVID and all of the economic disruptions is that since almost every single new car is now basically an electronic product, right? And we've got all these different chips that are required, right, which require mining these precious metals, and all of those supply chains have gotten screwed up. Yes, is labor expensive when you need highly skilled labor, when you've automated labor out of the production lines to the extent that you can? Yeah, that's going to be, those are skilled workers. But the question should always be, who's reaping the greatest profit? Does it seem to you, our friend that called before, that childcare business owners are somehow the robber barons of the 21st century? I don't think so. But does it seem very possible that the owners and shareholders of large auto manufacturers and, you know, people like Elon Musk might be making out like bandits here? Yes, you have to look at these industries and not simply revert back to whatever the partisan talk, it's unions. Well, yes, labor can be expensive when you need skilled labor. And is it such a problem that labor is asking to be paid a fair wage relative to the profits that are inuring to shareholders and business owners? These are much more complicated questions that than partisan politics would suggest.
I appreciate it as always. We'll talk soon. That's the Dawn of Resistance. She can be heard here at 6 o'clock. At 5:40 a.m. WAUK. Let's go to Steve from Cut Ahead quickly, Dr. Craig, before we come to you. Hey, Steve, thank you for the call. You say what?
Hello, good morning. You guys are awesome. I'll take it one step further with Maggie. Study after study after study after study at nauseam, they show union jobs. Skilled labor is not cheap. Cheap labor is not skilled. They show that a union, well-paying job has less accidents, absentees, tardiness. Why? Because you're paying a good, livable wage. And at the end of the result of the days you're working, you have a nest egg of benefits, insurance, and all that. Just take a case with Ken in Surgeon Bay that called, was so misinformed, so shooting at the hip, simpleton. Just look at the market interchange. I read that it was about $100 million less under budget. Why? Because 99.999% of the workers there were union. That's fact number one. Fact number two is, of all the industrialized countries in the world, the United States has the lowest union membership. I think it hovers around 13%. So when these right-wingers complain about union, what do they want? this country's so anti-labor, anti-consumer, that it's getting to be Saudi Arabia, where the top have everything, and everybody else gnaws on a bone and be grateful, and they're the first to complain. And what kills me is the Republicans turn these guys and people, women, whatever, around, and they concentrate on wedge issues, and it's economics first and foremost. And at the end of the day, the minute they leave their apartment or house, and the minute they get back, they're supported by union activity.
Hey, Steve, I wish I had more time, man. I don't know if you know it. I'm a union guy. Monday, I spent 34 years in the union. Monday, I'm going to be doing, Calvin and I are going to be doing a live union show from 9 to noon on these airwaves. So, man, by all means, call in. Let everybody know I'm going to be at Labor Fest in Milwaukee, and I'm going to be around a bunch of my brethren, union people like you. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Hey, Dr. Craig, man, thank you for being patient.
It's quite okay. Those were two great contributions, both what Maggie laid out and then what the caller laid out.
So
I'm happy to respond to those if you want, or we can switch topics. So you're the host.
Yeah, we are, but I just wanted to let you know I'm going to be at Labor Fest live from 9 a.m. to noon on Labor Day. Yeah, your reception. You got to get a better connection.
Do you want me to call back, General?
Yeah. Call back, Dr. Craig. Yeah, call back. I'll tell you something. You know, at the root of all of these discussions, again, you know, the fact that they are going to interrupt, the care. Dr. Craig is back.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're still. I don't know what it is, man. Calvin, why don't you work with him? Let me know when you got him. You know, the fact that we are at a point where, again, people want to support, everybody other than people, and the fact that they want to do away with helping people who are at the lowest rung of the society has constantly been a thorn in my side. And I'm going to keep fighting every opportunity I get for those people. Dr. Craig, we got you.
Yeah, is that any better?
Yeah, that's a little better.
I'm not at home, so it's not my normal place, but I can hear everything fine. So
yeah, okay, we can hear you. Let's go with that, Dr. Craig. Let's. What in the world is going on? Again, with Robin Voss in the state Supreme Court, and others talking about, you know, impeaching Janet Protasiewicz, Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. It's more than talk now, Dr. Craig. It looks like there's something that they're going to start constructing.
Well, we've talked about this, Earl, a number of times.
I know,
the
but it's...
danger.
It didn't go
the
away.
The danger of the modern Republican Party that we need to get through every skull that's a leader in the Democratic Party and all of us who are involved, everyone who wants to preserve democracy, is that the current MAGA party will stop at nothing, will use every single ounce of its power. That's why I've been critical of, say, Governor Evers not doing so himself, leaving power on the table. So they have this veto power, impeachment power, right? They don't have veto power, fortunately. And they're going to try to use it. And so they have concocted, just like we may have an impeachment of Joe Biden in the House, with no evidence connecting to anything his son is accused of. None that's in public. And so, in fact, exculpatory evidence in public so far. So this is their last hope, right? They have set in these completely undemocratic maps that guarantee them a supermajority in the legislature. They think that's fine. Anyone that believes in democracy wouldn't even do that, even if they had the power to do it. And they set these in after the 2010 election. So one election is determined. 12 years so far of Wisconsin public policy, and now that there's an actual Supreme Court that may find that unconstitutional, they want to use their power to impeach the swing justice Janet Protasiewicz, and they may have the votes to do it because they have 2/3 in the Senate if they get every single Republican. There's some hope there may be a couple who aren't willing to go along. And then they certainly have enough in the Assembly where they can do it with a majority vote. And they have an unfair, illegitimate supermajority set up by their maps. So this is a serious threat. It's a threat to the constitutional order, actually. It's not an armed insurrection, not a violent insurrection like January 6th, but it is an attempt to overthrow the norms of our democratic government by using the impeachment power in a way that was never intended. There is nothing in the Constitution, Earl, that says that Supreme Court justices have to campaign in a certain way and can't say certain things. And candidates have been signaling forever, because these have been clearly partisan races, exactly which party they're from. And they signal in all sorts of ways. So her saying that she thinks these maps are rigged, that's actually aided democracy because she told people what she was doing. We've had a series of U.S. Supreme Court justices, Earl, that have gotten in by misleading the public by claiming they couldn't comment on future cases, like on abortion. We saw that, where these right-wing appointees dodged and weaved, and we knew damn well what they were going to do.
So Dr. Craig, hold the thought.
This is a real threat.
Hold the thought. We've got to go to a break. We're going to come right back where you were, because nothing more important than that right now. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. You can join us as well, 844-967-2789. You tune into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlife, Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, from 5 until 10:30 p.m. the dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlight will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.org/nightlight. That's joyengine.org/nightlight.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High of 69 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight. Low is around 49. Highs level off around 74. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Clear skies Friday with daytime highs approaching 81. 91 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock. That means my guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know Dr. Craig. Robin Voss raised the possibility earlier this month, adding that he does not take the issue lightly, talking about the impeachment of Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Since then, behind the scenes, battles among justices and court employees have escalated, with the court's conservative chief justice accusing its new liberal majority of pulling off an unprecedented coup. Asked about the court during a Tuesday news conference in Oak Creek, Voss told reporters he respects the judiciary independence as a co-equal branch of government, and said most of this of the dispute appears to be an internal struggle over how the court should operate. So how can he say one thing, Dr. Craig, and then behind the scenes be in preparation to do something else?
Well, he's a little bit of a different brand in that he's not flat out MAGA Trump. There's this lane of the Republicans that are also subversive of democracy, but have some limits on what they'll do. They won't just overturn an election afterwards. That's what Trump was asking Voss to do directly. And so he's trying to signal somehow that he's reasonable, that he's constitutional Republican, when he's really not. It just, he just wants to work within certain more acceptable norms. In a way, the bosses of the world are more dangerous because right. Trump just goes too far, and that's his main liability, even though his willingness to go so far, of course, stretches the norms. So I think we have to understand this strategically in terms of power. They will, if they can, use all the power they possibly have, whether it's legitimate or not,
And I think that with Voss, they do have this impeachment power. So this is not like telling Mike Pence to return all of the duly elected electors from the states in the United States, in the swing states like Wisconsin. But nonetheless, it's never been used in this fashion. It's brazenly political. They will do it if they can get away with it, i.e., if they have every single senator on the Republican caucus on board, and they're trying to create that opinion within their own party. Now, we have no power that can check them in government right now. That is to say, because I don't know of, unless maybe a good constitutional lawyer can call it and say there's some cause of action with the federal courts. I don't know that there is, or we can even trust the Trump-packed federal judiciary. But assuming there isn't, we can't stop them in the legislature. They have an illegitimate, through rig maps, as Justice Protasiewicz rightly said, illegitimate supermajority, and the governor has no role in impeachments. So the only thing that can stop this is public opinion. That is the last power left. So our side needs to make this obvious that this is political and this is an outrageous power grab and that it does violate the separation of powers. That's why Voss here is claiming he respects the separation and is going to claim the impeachment is separate from that, Earl. So this is all part of the strategy. And my question to you is, do you see the kind of communications from the Democratic side,
no,
from everyone who's on the side,
absolutely,
of democracy,
not,
that would, that's what has to happen, because that will make senators pause, the remaining somewhat moderates, people like Senator Cowles in the Appleton area, who's been there a long time and has been a much more of a mainline, reasonable Republican. And then that is the thing that would, even if they can do it, bring them out of office if we get fair maps, by having a huge upsurge of public opinion against them in legislative races and in the presidential race. So it's about public opinion, the only power left we have to appeal to. And I agree with you, Earl. I was hoping you might have seen something. Where is our strategy to foment that public reaction and understanding of exactly what they're up to?
So, Dr. Craig, once they cross this line, once the Republicans cross this line, there is no turning back. There can never be ever again any trust at all. And I don't know how the state ever recovers if they go this far, Dr. Craig.
And it's happening right now with Biden with the impeachment. They won't actually be able to impeach Biden because of a Democratic Senate. But they may well be able to impeach him in the House. They're currently struggling because they have to bring along a few Republicans that are in districts that were won by President Biden, in other words, in frontline districts, as we now call it. And so, but the MAGA wing and the majority of that caucus wants to go impeach him for nothing. So impeachment now is simply a political thing you use against your opponents. It's very much like authoritarianism, where you put your opponents in jail, whether they did anything or not. You make it up, right? Remember the adage of dictators that came from a lot of authoritarian countries is, I've forgotten which one, it is, for my friends, everything, for my enemies, the law.
Dr. Craig, hold the thought. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. On the line, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.
Yeah. your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News special report. Hurricane Idalia, a powerful Category 3 storm, made landfall along Florida's sparsely populated Big Bend region a couple of hours ago, packing winds of up to 125 miles an hour, triggering massive storm surge. Cedar Keys downtown streets have been turned into a rolling river. Correspondent David Begno is in coastal Crystal River.
County officials say in this location, Idalia could bring anywhere from 8 to 12 feet of flooding. We are also expecting extreme winds. I'm talking about 60 to 80 miles per hour with gusts that could be over 100 miles per hour.
State Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie.
First responders may not be able to reach you during the storm. You need to be prepared to take care of yourself and your family while you're sheltering in place. Ambulances, search and rescue teams, other first responders will get to you just as fast as we possibly can once the winds die down.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In the case involving Oak Creek High School teacher Rachel Goodall, who's been accused of engaging in a sexual relationship with a student, a trial is set to proceed. In court yesterday, an Oak Creek detective testified that the alleged incident of sexual activity occurred in Goodall's classroom and involved a 14-year-old student. A Waukesha County zip code is one of Realtor.com's hottest zips of 2023. Jimmy Koska has more.
53005 in Brookfield is ranked 16th among the 20 hottest zip codes. Homes in this area receive three times more property views compared to the national average, with houses spending an average of 27 days on the market and a June listing price of $472,000. Another Wisconsin zip code, 54703, which is Eau Claire, made the list at 46th place.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Thank you.
right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means my guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Before we get off of the subject, Dr. Craig, you know, you said something before we went to break about the fact that, you know, they may try to impeach Joe Biden and they can't remove him. But the difference is they can remove Justice Protasiewicz. And let me ask you something. I don't think that the state will ever recover if they are willing to go that far and if they're willing to do this. What would they do then? Would there be another election?
If she's removed from office, that's a good question. I haven't looked at the Constitution. I had thought, actually, that the governor can appoint a replacement. But I don't know how quickly that happens, right? And whether or not that could derail, say, the redistricting case.
I think Dr. Craig, I think that is the case. And what they're looking to do is delay as long as they possibly can. What is it, in another year or two? Another justice is up for election? And that their hopes is right. That they can stall this thing out as long as they can?
Well, you have to, for the gerrymandering case, the rigging of the maps, you have to decide it by the end of March in order to make the filing deadlines. And so that's what the lawsuit by Law Forward calls for. So if you can disrupt that and prevent Protasiewicz from voting, or even better, actually coerce her into recusing herself, then that would work just as well.
Which is not going to happen. I know the justice, and that is not going to happen.
Well, public opinion would be helpful here in terms of actually educating it and making it understand the stakes right now, because public opinion does affect these things. If they were able to create the opposite impression, there's even more pressure on her to do so. But perhaps they could impeach her so that she's removed before the case is decided. This is on a very tight deadline, and the governor can't get someone in place quickly enough, and therefore they have their rig maps for another 2 years. If they can get her to recuse, by some fashion, then they have them even longer. And the difference is, you know, House of Representatives is the national level is such a close balance. The gerrymandering in some states is absolutely impacting it. There could be a Democratic majority without it, but it's not as severe as Wisconsin state legislature. The U.S. Senate, the only Democratic body we're talking about here, that one, you can't gerrymander because every state gets two senators, even though that, you know, where those states are and their populations is such that gives the Republicans a natural advantage. They still lost the U.S. Senate. And so in Wisconsin, we have no natural Democratic check. We have a complete supermajority. You wouldn't have this situation if we had fair maps. You would never have a Democratic leaning majority on the Supreme Court, and then massive Republican majorities with impeachment powers all on their own in one party in the legislature, because elections wouldn't produce that result naturally.
So Dr. Craig, let's quickly switch to this. I saw early this morning, and I put it down as a subject I wanted to talk about, and I heard it mentioned in our news blip. Canada warns LGBTQ and citizens about visiting the U.S. in travel advisory update. I mean, listen to this. Canada has warned LGBT citizens traveling to the U.S. that they may face discrimination if they visit some states. A travel advisory issued by Global Affairs Canada on Tuesday morning said some states have enacted laws and policies that may affect, 2SLBGTQ and 2 spirit, lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, queer, questioning, intersex, and more persons. The advisory did not specify, but what they're saying is there are inherent dangers that these people are going to face or could face in the United States of America, Dr. Craig. Supposedly the bastion of freedom and supposedly a nation that touts a tolerance and acceptance of all. I don't know if people know how far we've fallen, Dr. Craig. And you keep seeing more and more of this taking place in this country. And people seem to think it's okay because it's them. It's us against them. What is this, Dr. Craig?
I mean, for you and me, and I'm a gay man, it's a real warning sign. And for anyone who cares about liberty and freedom, it may not matter to the MAGA wing that, and the people who fund all of this, fund this modern Republican Party, the big corporate leaders and billionaires behind them who are really the ones who benefit from their policy. It's divide and conquer, build up hatred and fear, but this is the consequence. It's dangerous for folks. So Canada, which unfortunately, Earl, is the healthiest democracy in North America by far, right? In other words, no, Fox News, which attacked Canada and helped foment that weird kind of trucker action against public health, restrictions during COVID-19, they tried to convince them Canada is some weird authoritarian place. It's not. Then they're a close ally. It's not exactly in their interest to be saying this about the United States.
Correct.
Now, where it could matter, and maybe this could begin to matter, one of the things that motivated some folks to come on board undermining Jim Crow and direct explicit discrimination, the Brown versus Board of Education opinion, there's really good scholarship on this. From a lot of really excellent black scholars, was that we made us look bad in the Cold War, that Russia was pointing out that we were authoritarian state in the South and the way we treated black people. And so that was one of the motivations. So perhaps if this starts affecting the reputation of the United States, which it certainly is, and it's understood more broadly, that could be a motivation for curbing this kind of discrimination. But right now, you have people like Governor DeSantis who are running on hatred of gay people, right? LGBTQ plus community. And they're fomenting that deliberately. And you hear the things they say on Fox News about trans people or right-wing Republican elected officials say, it's truly scary.
American citizens, Dr. Craig, I mind you, this year alone, 22 U.S. states have passed over 100 bills limiting or banning LGBTQ rights, according to NBC News. Many of those bills target trans rights, including restricting access to gender-affirming health care or drag shows or other things. You know, my thing is the American Civil Liberties Union is tracking 495 anti-gay bills in 2023 legislation. It states that 83 of those bills have passed into law and 216 have been defeated. Dr. Craig, this is the United States of America, right? That touts what separates us from many other nations. Let me do this. Let me go to CJ quickly. CJ, your thoughts, man.
Thank God for Republicans standing up for women and girls. We found out, I'd like to ask Dr. Craig, I don't care if you're gay. God bless you, sir. But the question I have for you, do you think biological XY chromosome men should be competing against women?
You understand the issue with that, that is a framing of it, right? It's the way we talked about interracial marriage 50, 60 years ago and for over 100 years ago. It's designed to create this emotion of disgust, which overrides any view we have of the Constitution and rights. you would have, what would have to happen if we were being reasonable about this is we'd have to say that trans women who were, or trans men were overturning the competitive balance in a sport, and therefore we need to figure something out. You know what? That's never offered. Instead, this is just a bathroom disgust kind of triggering. And so CJ has presented it as a rational question. It's not unless you show there's a problem, and no one has showed there's a problem with the competitive balance in women's sports at the high school or college level at all, because there isn't one.
So Dr. Craig, I would say this to CJ, but bring him back on, Calvin, because here's what I would say. Whatever that issue is, should not rise to the position that people's lives are being threatened. That's the insanity of this, that people are afraid to move around because CJ and others want to focus on whether or not a transgender person should be competing with a girl in athletics. That's minor compared to the threats to people's safety and their lives. CJ?
I believe people should be safe, but
they're
also
not.
Those girls that were forced to
did you just
Sun Prairie.
So, CJ, when you guys pick out one instance, when you pick out one instance and dismiss the threats to people's lives, come on, man, that's the problem. You wanna accentuate this one issue and dismiss the fact that there are Americans who are making threats to other people's lives based on that. CJ.
What can I answer, Earl? I don't think anybody should be threatened, but girls should not be forced to shower with a biological male
like
they did in Sun Prairie.
CJ, I get that. I'm saying yes to that, okay? I'm agreeing with that. But none of that rises to the level of the hatred that has been expressed and is happening in this nation to be quite frank with you, from the Republican Party towards other American citizens. CJ.
Bless those 22 states that said no. We're not going to allow this crap. And the Don't Say Gay bill never said don't say gay. They didn't want kindergarten to third grade be taught stuff that the parents didn't agree to. Parents have rights too, Earl. You're running over them.
Hey, CJ. I'm a parent. Dr. Craig, you go ahead.
Yeah, they extended that Florida bill to K-12. It's not only up to third grade now. And that's none of the motivation. There's an attempted fig leaf that makes it a real problem. But it's really, Earl, as you pointed out very well, designed to create hatred and disgust and division for political purposes and for economic purposes. In other words, to make sure that all the major gains of economic growth in our country go to the top 0.11%, billionaires and the top corporate people, period.
Dr. Craig, we got to go to break. Hold the thought, Dr. Craig. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a picnic in the park or a cool, easy dinner when it's too hot to cook, sandwiches in summer go together like peanut butter and jelly. And there's no better bread to build your sandwich on than Country Hearth's Dakota Style 12 Grain. Baked the old-fashioned way with whole grains and real honey, Dakota Style 12 Grain bread has the flavor your family will love. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Bandana, check. Boots, check. Gloves, check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image. Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
A new head coach.
We got one objective, one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday, September 2nd. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, Racine, and 98.1 FM.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 69. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 49 tonight. Clear skies. Sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. Highs level off around 74. Dry and warmer Friday and Saturday with highs from the low 80s to the low 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Let me say this before we go back to Dr. Craig. You know, Dr. Craig, what is an American? Who determines what an American is? And nobody in this nation has a right to say that they are going to determine who we are. Americans are made up of everybody, people from all over the world. We are a rainbow of people. The problem with what is taking place here is, and that's why the history of the nation is so important, because there was a time in the history of this nation when people were able to determine based on color who had more value in this society. And we're at that point again, where there are some who are determining based on what they say an American is, as if they have some supreme right to determine who we are. And that's the danger, Dr. Craig, of this time. And that is what Canada is talking about. And so when you hear foolhardy conversations that are being made, like the ones CJ, again, who's echoing what he's hearing in this group of people who want to, again, determine who Americans are, and as if they have a right to determine who that is. Dr. Craig.
Yeah, Earl, very well put. And I know you reach a whole lot of radio stations across the state, and a lot of people who may not yet agree with us, but they're listening. So at least they're open, right?
Right.
And so let me frame, just put this in a way that causes people who aren't yet on our side just to ponder and think about it. The way hatred starts and then potential hate crimes, genocide, is some plausible thing you can offer, seemingly plausible, right? It's what happened in Rwanda, which led to a genocide, right? Between two ethnic groups, between the Tutsis and the Hutus. It is what happened in the Jim Crow South, where it
seemed there was a plausibility, at least to the audience, to say, well, there's this danger to white women, right? And we need to, like, be very careful now that we've ended slavery. And then what happened was, and there are going to be some things that happen that are crimes. They do not reflect upon any whole race of people, right? And so then that was always used, often concocted, whenever Black people were considered to have transgressed and gotten out of line as far as the color code. And that's what the lynchings were about, okay? So when CJ starts, right, with this idea, oh, there are girls who have to, like, take showers with men. And by the way, most of those cases, once you dig into them, are concocted, right? Then that leads to the emotions that lead to denying people their fundamental rights. I mean, and threatening them and potentially killing them. And that's why the Canadian warning about traveling in the United States when the LGBTQ+ came out. And so Dred Scott, Earl, to get back to your point, said that Black people do not have any rights that white people are bound to respect and that they are not citizens. And the post-Civil War constitutional amendments constitutionally made that very clear, that not only is every Black person and white person a citizen that is here already, but that you're a citizen if you're born here, birthright citizenship,
yes.
Another target of the right right now. So what I want you all to think about is the slippery slope here and the steps. There were ads run against Janet Protasiewicz. One can find these online, claiming somehow she was part of some sort of high school's forced conversion of a girl into a boy. In other words, a trans situation that was totally made up and was not connected at all to Janet Protasiewicz in any way, shape, or form. And so that's just like the case that's laid out when you used to see one of those lynchings. For nearly 100 years, we had lynchings. We didn't ban lynching until quite recently, as you know, Earl. It wasn't even bannable in American politics.
Let's do this, Dr. Craig. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas quickly. Tom, good morning. You say what, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. Quickly, one of the things that we're not bringing up is that there is such a tiny, tiny percentage of people like that in the whole country. And yet we're passing hundreds and hundreds of laws for 0.1% of the population. And the other thing is, this all really started from the ALEC people this was talked about a couple years ago, that this is where we need to start focusing on. And all the Republicans jumped on it. And next thing you know, this is a huge deal for such a tiny percentage. They cannot focus on anything that really, really affects us. It's only all of these gays and lesbians, and like CJ, showering with it. You know, it is such, or let's just say the litter boxes. Remember the litter boxes from like a year ago?
Yeah.
Which in Texas there was a litter, that was proven to be completely false.
Hey Tom, I wish I had more time, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. Tom from LA, quickly, man. We only had a minute.
Yeah, Earl, I find it very, very interesting that when you talked about a different topic, how CJ didn't call in when it had to do with working people and when it had to do with the average person. But when it came up with either LGBTQ+ area, all of a sudden he called. He got on the phone right away and called.
Hey, Tom, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, we've got to get beyond this, right? We got to keep talking about it, right?
Well put by both your callers. It's not some major problem. It's been concocted for political purposes to sow division, and it's so valuable to them. The second caller is right. That's when our show's regular right-wing caller, CJ, calls in, because that's something he wants to talk about. He does not want to talk about working people.
Hey, Dr. Craig, it's always great, my friend. Always great talking to you. We'll talk again next Wednesday.
Thanks a lot, Earl.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
I was made to love.
You know Stevie ain't gonna leave it now.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.